The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
Hey, welcome back to the Brightside. We are on location at Friendly Neighborhood Comics in Bellingham, Mass. for the midnight release of House of X. John and I sit down with Slade, co-owner of Friendly Neighborhood Comics, and we talk about the book, and John and Slade talk some shop. Some fun conversation, just comic book conversation, two owners hanging out, and I try to get a word in here and there, but they're a blast to listen to, so let's head on into the store. Hey, John, come on in.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
You're back again here at Friendly Neighborhood Comics in Bellingham, Mass.
I can't decide where I want to be. Just flying back and forth every other day.
Yep. Well, hey, we got a job to do here. We're here at Friendly Neighborhood for the midnight release of House of X. You're obviously not doing a midnight release because you're with us. It would be cool if we could do, because you're an hour behind us, so it would be kind of cool sometime if you did do a midnight release. We could do it here, and then we could just keep on rolling into your midnight release an hour later.
Yeah, the problem with that is I'm usually there by myself, so
I don't see
I really can't talk and rig people up at the same time. But I still don't see the problem. We'll see what the next one is. Maybe we'll try to figure out a way to work it out.
People are already asking. They wanted Absolute Carnage, but I mean, I think that's literally next week. I think
that might be too soon.
Yeah. And for everybody,
I don't know
that's
what the
Slade?
Next.
Hi, I'm Slade.
Oh. Yeah.
Co-owner of Friendly Neighborhood Comics. He's joining us here for a little bit until he has to start ringing people up or gets too busy that he can't sit here with us.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the next big release after Absolute Carnage would be, but
probably.
Seems like every 3 months or so we're doing a midnight release for something.
Yeah.
So
Powers of X, I think, may be the next big one after Absolute. DC doesn't have any big ones coming anytime soon. Although I love their new re-releases of the Walmart comics in the single issue format.
Yeah, those have been a mixed bag for me so far, but I'm really glad that they're doing it because I don't like the idea of exclusive content going to Walmart and not coming to comic book stores. So
yeah,
I'm really glad they're doing it, but so far they've been kind of mixed for me.
Well, when they originally announced that, I knew how many people were upset, and I know the people in the New York stores, I knew a bunch of them were telling me that they were sending their employees out and buying up all of them they could so they couldn't be at the Walmarts around there.
Just so they had to come in and get them?
Yeah, and they were still charging the cover price, but they were so upset at it. They're like, we don't want that. We want.
So they made no money.
They made no money. They just wanted people to make sure that they knew this is where you get your comics.
Right, right.
Well, outside of the first wave of those books, which were almost impossible to get unless you just got very lucky, then they just started sitting around and nobody seemed to be picking them up at Walmart either.
The only truly good one that I saw out of those, I mean, they were good stories, but that DC Primal Age from Target was great. Because even if you bought that, you could bring it back to your store, and it would sell online for twice.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it was actually an original content. These other ones were reprints with a very mini original content. But
right, just a few pages of original story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea of it. I just don't like the idea of it being exclusive. I wish they were being if they were co-released or something. I don't know. Yeah. I like the idea of getting new people into comics and other avenues to do that, but I don't like the idea of other stores having stuff that we don't have. So
I think it was more upset as I liked the stands that they got more than the comics.
Yeah, I know. Why can't we get that stuff?
Like, I fight with, like, I think it's Valiant who always hooks us up with the two comic stands and
right,
like Boom, those are great, and I wish they did that more. Like, the I don't know if you did the Golden Book thing, but
I didn't, I missed that, which I'm kicking myself that I didn't get that, but I do have the boom. You know, I am a boom guaranteed retailer, so I've got the floor stand for that. Got the Vampirella one this past week, which was really cool.
Yeah, and was it like you? It took you 3 hours to figure out, oh, wait, this plugs into here?
Well, yeah, because there was no instructions to it. It's funny because I was telling DJ about that last week, I think. I spent a lot of years working in big box retail stores, so I've put a bunch of those things together. So I had a little bit of a leg up, but it's still, I had to come back to it. It took me about an hour to figure it out. Cause
once I figured out the tape on the foot plugged to the bottom, I'm like, oh, these plug in here. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. it was actually figuring out how to get the little shelves in was the most complicated part, too. And I'm not even sure if I did it right, but they hold books, so that's all that matters.
And what's nice is they actually hold them in bags and boards, which typically... Yes. Like, you can't do that with the boom ones unless you shove them in.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, that Vampirella one is actually nice. I'm going to try to utilize it as long as I can before it starts falling apart.
Well, but if you take her off, it won't tip over. I mean, we got two of them because we had a customer request one, which was awesome. So we got more of the standee variants. But we set it up, and then I took Vampirella off of it, and it's a solid standee.
Oh, okay.
So, and yeah, you can put her up somewhere else, but
right.
But I like John's really comment cool. that he had to come back to it because that means he got so frustrated he walked away.
I had books to process,
so I was like, I can spend 3 hours messing with this, or I can actually get all my books done and then come back to it later. Yeah. So that's what I ended up
in a better
doing.
Frame of mind.
I worked at a movie theater where I had to put standees together all the time, and you do have to walk away or else your fist goes through them.
Yeah.
Because like, how can there be like no instructions in the package?
Oh, my God. It was hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, even the standees, like the Captain America one we got in today, has instructions. It says, fold these pieces out.
Yeah, you don't need a customer coming in and you're punching Vampirella in the face across the floor.
Yeah, well, luckily I have a back room for that, but still.
Those are what the Valiant standees are for. I love Valiant, but those are what...
That's great.
But yeah, House of X, I read it. I don't know if you've read it yet.
I did not get a chance to read past the preview that they put up on Diamond.
I thought this was the Powers of X one that they showed us. Right. And I was a little disappointed with Powers of X, but when I read The House of X, there are a ton of theories, and make sure that you tell your customers that they need to read those white pages. As silly as it sounds, there's a bunch of white pages throughout it.
And you need to read them.
Yeah, they have little sentences like they'll say Spawn, and they'll give you descriptions of different drugs that are part of it.
Right.
They are very telling if you know what you're looking for. And being that you're a retailer, you know that certain things they're saying in there, Hickman's doing a Hickman, so.
Right. Yeah, I wanted so bad to read it today, but my delivery didn't show up until about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh,
so it was super late, and I didn't get out of the store till late. And I was like, oh, man, I'll just have to read it in the morning before the store opens.
Yeah, it's just... Like Ernie, my partner, he's the one who said it to me when he handed it. He's like, oh, make sure you read those things because, just tiny little things. And
some of the page, what he's saying is some of the pages, they don't look like they're part of the story, but they really are. And it's, you know what, remember Watchmen?
Yeah.
And you had those stories in the story, and you didn't really have to read them, but you got a lot more information. Same idea here. And, I mean, there's a lot of information in this. I haven't had a chance to read it, like, completely, but from what I'm seeing and what I've read, there's a lot to take in, a lot to absorb. I think it's going to be a lot of fun going through. It's a book a week, but I think it's going to be a lot to absorb each week.
And it's funny, too, because obviously people know this is going to have to do with Krakoa a little bit. Well, I mean, once you start reading it, you realize it. But I always think Krakoa the giant turtle, not Krakoa the mutant. And there's a difference. Now, Krakoa the giant turtle was part of the comics, but it's always been Krakoa the mutant island. And I always screw that up. So Ernie had to remind me that.
Yeah. Like, I don't see the turtle. Where's the turtle?
Yeah. It's like, why are there so many eyes?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's great. I think the variance for this, it's been a long time since we've had a Midnight Wear or a big release where we've done like 100 copies, and except for like one or two variants that I wasn't a huge fan of, they're all beautiful looking, especially the one in 100 Cockrum or after Cockrum yeah. variant, because Nightcrawler looks like Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
And that's tough to replicate his Nightcrawler.
Yeah, it looks good. I didn't get quite that high, but I did see the images of it. You know, I got the 50 copy, but I didn't get the 100, so... but yeah, there were some really good variants there. The Brooks Connecting variant I sold out of on pre-orders. And I was like, man, I tried to get some reorders done yesterday, and they were already sold out. So some of these might be harder to get than others.
Yeah.
But
I mean, same thing here. That the because we use Comic Hub, we're scanning it, and we only had one left at the shelf. And as I had a guy come in the afternoon, he's like, you know, is that still available? I heard you guys are doing a Midnight. I'm like, yeah, and he put it aside.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, I'm also a Comic Hub store, as you know, which I love Comic Hub. But you know, I sent out marketing, you know, a month and a half ago for this, and of course, all my orders come in this week after FOC was done 2 weeks ago. So
I try to tell the customers,
if you could just train the customers to order when you send the emails out, that would be great. But
sometimes it's the last minute guys that will come in, and they know that if it's in their box, awesome. But if it's not, you know, I've trained them to know that I'm sorry, you know, you put it in a little too late.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had to, like I said, I had people looking for that Brooks yesterday, and my copies were already all gone, and I couldn't get more. And yeah, they understand. But, you know, again, I tried, you know, if you would have decided 2 weeks ago, you probably could have got this.
Same thing with The Walking Dead. I mean, we knew because we know some people in the industry, and a lot of people were similar. There's a, I forget what store, there is a store, I think in Massachusetts, he ordered something like 1,000 copies of it or something.
Yeah.
And he sold out. It's, I think it's Larry's Comics, if you know Larry. He's a warehouse guy. He orders thousands of books.
Right.
And he sold out
of
them? And he sold out of them, yeah.
Wow.
Because people came from all over the state. Yeah. Because you put them out there, cover price, people will buy them.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it was funny because when I was up there last week, I went to Newberry Comics at the Emerald Square Mall. He still had copies on the shelf, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were reorders or if they just, you know.
Well, I went into a store.
They don't do a lot of comic business there, so maybe they just got lost in the back. I don't know, but I was surprised to see him on the shelf because, you know, I sold out 20 minutes after I opened that day.
Well, I was in the Emerald Square Mall earlier tonight, and I found both a Captain Marvel Carnage Eyes and the hidden variant at cover price. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Well, is it a case of, like, that's like the information that you get in a comic book store. The people that shop at Newberry Comics.
Well, this wasn't a Newberry. This was a comic store in that mall. They should have known.
Yeah, but the customers, though.
Customers know, too. The customers should have wiped that store out. This was a week and a half ago that comic came out.
So, yeah, and it was hot. Same thing. Yeah. I mean, I sold out of that by, you know, an hour after I was open and had calls all day for that stupid thing.
I think we were the only store in the area for it to get the 1 in 25 cover for it.
Yeah, because it's not a big seller. Like, yeah. I'm an 8-copy. I get 8 copies of that book, you know?
Same thing.
8 of the Carnage Eyes variant just because it was Carnage. But I only have, like, 4 subscribers for that book. So I don't know a lot of stores that went super heavy on it.
Well,
that's why I think it was so hard to find.
The rumor is issue number 10. And this is just a rumor I read that they're going to kill Captain Marvel. And you can't see me doing air quotes.
But I can.
Well, you can. Kill, as in, I think they're replacing her with this new character they introduced.
With Star,
Yeah, which, again, I'm a little confused. I feel like Star is Minerva Reborn or something. It was a little confusing to me, but I haven't been reading that series, so.
I actually have been reading it, but they didn't. there wasn't a big lead up to her until this issue when she just shows up. Although now they're saying that she has a first appearance in issue one. I'd have to go back and try to look, but I don't know if that's the case or not. But
it's going to be like the Marvel Presents. Oh, it's a blurry.
Yeah.
Even I looked at that and I'm like, yeah. Do I need more glasses?
I need some jeweler's loop.
Yeah.
To get in and see that. So,
guys, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. Did you even get a chance to flip through the book?
No.
No?
No, like I said, I really didn't because it was so late when my book came in. I was scrambling trying to get that stuff ready and on the shelf. You know, like I said, I left. I stayed after the store closed just to finish up. And if I was smart, I would have grabbed one to take it home and read it, but I was just kind of in a hurry to walk out of there, and I didn't even think about
it. Yeah. No, I just wanted to know if you saw any of the artwork or anything like that.
I saw the first 10-page preview like 2 weeks ago when they put it up on, you know, Diamond put it up for retailers.
Yeah.
So I have seen the art.
Okay. So,
you know, at least the first 10 pages. I know what it looks like, and, you know, I got a gist of the beginning of the story, but, you know, you don't get a whole lot in 10 pages, so.
The artwork,
just enough to let you know you want more.
The artwork to me is really good. It's really colorful.
Yeah.
Typical. For me, it's like typical. This is my first time coming back to X-Men since years and years. So,
right.
It just reminds me of what I used to see is all the colors and the just how vibrant it is and how vibrant that world was. And
right.
there's some really cool characters in there. I think people are really going to like this, and I think you also know what's coming down the road too, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow night when we talk about Comic-Con and stuff like that, but, it looks like this is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I think so. Like I said, Jonathan Hickman is known for his world building. He's known for going really, really deep and detailed in his writing and in his stories.
Oh, you can see that.
and so I think this is going to be what, you know, and again, I haven't read it all, so, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just guessing. But, you know, I think this is what X-Men fans have been hoping for a long time. And I think he's going to deliver. You know, he's got a 3-year plan lined out for, you know, the X universe. And, you know, who knows, it could go even longer than that. But I think we're in for a good ride with the X-Men and knowing some of the titles that are coming after the House of X and the Powers of Ten are finished. You know, there's a lot going to be going on afterwards. So I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. How many people did you get signing up for it? Does your response seem to be good?
Yeah. Well, the main cover I had probably about 85% sell through already through pre-orders.
Yeah.
Of the main cover, and you know, the variants, different variants had different sell through. But I mean, I've probably my total order, I've probably pre-ordered about 60% of it. So that's pretty good, actually. I think. By the end of tomorrow, I think a chunk of it will be gone. And this is one of those titles, you know, normally as a retailer, you order to sell out, by the end of the first week, you're hoping to be out of most of it. I think this is going to be one of those titles where you want to keep some issues around as the subsequent issues come out.
Yeah.
Word
of mouth.
To like, well, yeah, and like I do that with, like I've kept Doomsday Clock around as long as I possibly could. All the previous issues. Now some of them are starting to get harder to get.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll still have people coming in. They're on issue 10 now. That'll try to pick up 1 through 10 to get caught up.
Right.
So this will be one that you don't necessarily want to sell out of completely right away. But I also have a feeling that the hype on this is going to be real. And it may sell out,
well,
you know, by the end of the week. So.
Let me ask you this. When was the last time they had a big X-Men story?
Well, I mean, just like a year ago, they had, supposedly they were relaunching the X-Men again about a year ago.
Right.
They did that. They did that 10-issue weekly Age of X-Men series. So actually, X-Men just had a big reboot less than a year ago. I think this was part of luring Hickman back to Marvel, was, you know, giving him the keys to the X-Men, and so they just, I think they trashed the plans for their X-Men reboot. And
I was just going to say, because I don't remember anything X-Men being this big from...
Well, no, this big, not for a long time that I can think of. This one really has a lot of, you know, they've put a lot of marketing and a lot of hype with this one, so this is a pretty big event. One of the biggest that they've had in a long time.
Well, you remember that when... I'm back, everybody, by the way. You remember when... Bendis jumped and went to DC, Hickman posted, right, "My Captain, Oh Captain," and Marvel freaked out, and they were like, what do you want to stay? And he said, X-Men. And they're like, well, we already gave Brisson and Rosenberg X-Men, but they have it for a certain amount of issues, plus the other storyline. And then, boom, you know, everyone's like, oh, they canceled Uncanny. And all the reporters said they canceled it. No, it's the end of his run, and it leads into this. Now, we don't, I mean, after you read this first issue, it doesn't seem like it yet, but it's Hickman. We all know he's going to tie in a million different books. You know, he's not going to be like Donny Cates, where he's going to be like, oh, go back and buy this book because I'm going to do this.
He's going to resurrect this book from 5 years ago that nobody cared about.
He's going to tie in the storylines. So he won't like necessarily be like, you need to go get this. He'd be like, remember when you guys read this book? This is my interpretation of what that meant.
Oh, wow.
And that's why Hickman is so good at what he does, is he can take all different events and boom, turn it into his plot, or just tie it in seamlessly.
Right.
And that's why Marvel knew that they had to give him whatever he wanted to stay.
Well, yeah, I don't think they could afford to have him jump ship and go to the other side of the street, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, not having read it yet, I am really looking forward to it, because I'm a fan of pretty much everything he's done, so.
Yeah, and just remember, look at even the background stuff, because there's so, like, I reread it after, just to look, and I pulled like Ernie over, and I'm like, what do you think this means? And I was pointing at stuff, and he's like, that's a good point, I thought this meant this. I'm like, yeah, but look over here. And I think that's great. And I think that's one of the benefits of having a Hickman type writer, is that I think he's got to sit in on some of the art stuff, or specifically write in the notes, I need you to draw this
right
over here.
Wow. Yeah, it's, yeah, the detail is just that, what do you call it? The words, the way the lettering.
Yeah.
It's so small. There's so much information, and the writing is so, and like you said, and then the artwork itself is leading you in another direction. It's something that I was just going to say, we've got a ton to talk about this week in this week's podcast, as it is with Comic-Con. We were doing Stranger Things, blah, blah, blah. I think, what if we do this next week? Like
we could just bump Stranger Things and just do Comic-Con and comic stuff tomorrow. So we'll figure that out.
I could talk to you guys about Stranger Things for days.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But what about next week? We really get into X-Men. You and I get into the book.
Okay.
Doing what slate we, and that gives the listeners like a week to read it if they want, and we can break it down and. Sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
This would be a good book to break down with spoilers and to warn people.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, there's a few things that even I want to be like, what do you guys think?
You know? Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I'll go in early enough to give it two reads before before I open.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely that one's good. I mean, just to kind of to throw out the two others, that the DC book, I didn't realize that they were going to do the Azazel and the White Knight. I pulled a lot of those for the people who pulled the White Knight this week, because it says from the pages of White Knight. And then just some of the other books that are like, I mean, Starfly, the IDW, it's already getting a huge buzz. The Power Rangers book.
Power Rangers, yes.
I mean, we are ordering for our customers the foil, and then we're getting, like, we're flipping it. So the foil is going to be technically our cover A to give the customers. Cover B is the regular cover.
Right.
But, I mean, the fact that they've introduced this week's, I think, is a new team, and then they have that Make-A-Wish, real-life Make-A-Wish Foundation thing where the kid gets to be a Power Ranger for an issue.
Right.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff.
Boom, like, you know, we're both the same boat. We're both Boom Innovator people. And
yeah, I've said it multiple times on the podcast. I'm a huge fan of anything that Boom does because, you know, they're so supportive of the retailer. So, you know, I feel like anything I can do to help support them, yeah. You know, I'm always for it. So,
well, when you know, you saw around here that we had the three covers from them, and we just did one. Audrey Mark's done our covers. She's a big Boom. But she just did that vault, and we just did the Sarah and the Royal Stars cover.
Yeah.
And our cover is basically My Hero Academia redone.
Okay.
And it was Audrey Mark again, but we use her for all of our Wrestling Boom covers. So it's just really cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We got anything else on X-Men? I'm going to wrap this up so Slade can...
Yeah, it's close to. I know it's close to midnight. So
can somebody tell me why Xavier is walking again, in this, and why he looks young? I've got so many theories about this. I might have to.
I don't know. Yeah,
I might have to join you guys on your podcast when you talk more.
Yeah.
About
hey, anytime. Anytime. Yeah. Once we read it, we'll have to try to figure all that out.
Was that a spoiler?
No.
Well,
no,
I don't know.
No, I know.
Well, and I was going to say, have you read Powers of X or Powers of 10 yet?
I did. I mean, they gave it to us to read, but I think our store was one of the ones that only got the 10 pages.
See, that's all I got also was 10, but they were very intriguing. Like,
yeah.
I have a feeling that's what's going to answer that question you just asked because that seemed to have a lot to do with Charles. At least in the 10 pages that I got, that we all got.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, we'll see. That we might know that next week.
Hopefully, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how they tie the two in.
Yeah, well, from what they've said, that you know, they are basically separate concurrent stories.
Right.
That, you know, they're not necessarily, you're not going to get the same story basically 12 weeks in a row, but somehow, you know, they're all tied together at the end, so...
And what's the deal with magic all of a sudden being able to, I was going to say Hulk out, turn it... Basically, she's the new Rasputin, but she still uses magic. See, my whole theory was that when this started up again, the whole storyline where they separated everything into two universes... they slam them back together, and because they slam them back together, all these characters that have been living in X-Man's world, our universe, come back wrong.
Kind of like a secret warps kind of thing?
I think, I feel like that. I feel either that or like Peter is inside of Magic's head, and she can use his powers, and it's going to be one of those weird, oh, we're both in the same body.
Right.
Which, you know, of course they've done before, so... I don't know. That's a conversation for when we see that.
I guess once we've got a chance to go a little further, maybe we'll know the answers to some of that. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it looks really interesting.
Definitely does. All right.
Well, as always, guys, thanks for having me on, and
thanks for having us here.
Thank you.
We'll definitely do this again, and when you guys just let me know, and I'll love to jump on and talk more about this.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, for sure.
Something like that up. That'd be great.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, Slade.
All right, off to get the people.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Slade.
All right.
Yeah, so we can wrap up from here. Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right.
No, I think we're good. I gotta fly back to Texas
now. Yeah, you
gotta
get up early in the morning, so you gotta fly back to Texas now. And then I'm flying down there tomorrow. So.
Right. We'll just keep this ruse going as long as we can, I guess.
We'll just keep laughing at ourselves. That's all we do anyways. But that was great. That was great having Slade in.
Yeah.
All right. I will talk to you later. You have all a safe flight.
I will.
Take it easy.
All right.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Brightside Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Brightside Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. Thanks for listening.